other cities and shit. No longer just the underground hit, moving things. A motherfucker made good. I made a name off of making taste for niggas in the hood. And now, let me tell a little story about the places that I've been to and the shit that I've been through. Like fighting in shootouts and banging and shit. All because a nigga made a hit. Check it. 1991, there was definitely nothing that a nigga would hit. Then we broke out with the funky shit about bitches and niggas and getting drunk and off that bud. I was doing the shit they hadn't heard of. But foolish was I to think that it wasn't no other cities like this. And they didn't like this. That Compton was the home of a foot in your ass. Well, you got blessed, and now that's just a thing of the past. Let me tell you why firsthand. We did a show up in Oakland. Niggas was kicking up sand. To them, banging ain't nothing new, and slanging ain't nothing new. And for every nigga we done shot, they done shot too. Straight doing low since the 60s, before I was born. Families of motherfuckers mourn. So I'm just letting you know that if you plan to take a trip to the bay, keep your hand on your clip, because Oakland,
it's just like Compton.
Telling y'all Oakland is,
it's just like Compton.
But they still know what's up. In the summer it's kinda hot, hot enough to make you cuss. That's why I kept my ass on the bus. But later on, when it cooled off, we came down and made a couple of friends who put us up on the St. Louis cap, the Smith Center, with Big Bob, Little Steve, Told Joe, Vince, and Rich, and a couple of bitches. Then they took us to this man named Gus. In his store, he put me down with a herringbone and shoes galore. That's when I started thinking that this wasn't like home. But then they had to prove me wrong. Cause later that night, after we did the show, we went back to the after set. And wouldn't you know, damn, Bloods and Crips start scrapping and shooting in Missouri. Fuck, how could this happen? And now St. Louis,
it's just like Compton.
Yeah, y'all, St. Louis is,
it's just like Compton.
After about a month on the road, we came home, and I can safely say that LA is a much better place to stay. How could a bunch of niggas in a town like this have such a big influence on niggas so far away? But still, my story ain't over, cause I got one more to tell. And the people of Colorado, they know it well. It was all in the news, and if you don't remember, I had the show I did in Denver. Now with a punk ass promoter, it was done in a skating rink. Bitches was loving us, but niggas was ready to bust. To the front of the stage, they threw their gang signs. But I'm getting paid, so I didn't pay it no mind. Then I pulled out my brew onto their face and chest. Then they start throwing soda and fucking up my guests. When it was over, two niggas needed stitches. They got cracked in their jaws for being nothing but bitches. And now Denver is,
it's just like Compton.
Yeah, y'all, I'm telling y'all, Denver is,
it's just like Compton.
Yeah, and San Antonio is,
it's just like Compton.
Yeah, y'all, St. Louis is,
it's just like Compton.
Go home with it. Yeah, Watts is,
it's just like Compton.
I'm telling y'all that Inglewood is,
it's just like Compton.
Compton.